All right, Rabbi, say good morning. Let's begin. So just spend a few moments on Shari Tshuva before we go ahead and segue into the daf. So we're on page Lamed, paragraph Nun. Ha'ikar ha'esrim. So the 20th fundamental, which we're now going to see, is Rabbeinu Yonah's last fundamental, last pillar in the Tshuva process. He says, L'hashiv rabim me'avon kasher tasig yado. To literally stop people or prevent people from sinning, meaning the masses from sinning, to the best of your ability. Now, what he's saying over here is the following. Up until now, we've been solely focused on tshuvas hayachid. We've been solely focused on the concept of individual tshuva. But there's also a concept of tshuvas harabim. This concept, ultimately, again, the rabim, the collective, always has to do tshuva as well. So part of an individual's tshuva is in some way to facilitate the tshuva of the rabim. Incredible yisod. Part of my return to the Ribono Shel Olam is my ability to ensure that others are able to return to the Ribono Shel Olam as well. He says, Shene'emar, Shuvu veheshivu mikol pisheichem, lamanu kizem mi'ikari ha'tshuva. Ve'ne'emar, ochiach tochiach esam yisecho, ve'lo si sa'alav chet. Remember the pasuk says, rebuke your friend. Really, it's not really rebuke. The lashon of hochacha is a lashon of reproach or a lashon of, rebuke always sounds so negative. But the idea over here is inform your friend that he's doing something wrong. Do not bear a sin on his account. La madnu, what do we learn from this? Ki im lo yochichenu, that if you don't rebuke your friend, ye anesh al chata'ov, you will be punished for his sins. You're supposed to say, in other words, that if I go ahead and I see someone doing something wrong and I stand idly by, I don't do anything, then la maisa, I bear responsibility for that sin. Now, obviously, the mitzvah al chacha, mitzvah of rebuke, is a complicated mitzvah. Because again, first of all, a person has to know how to rebuke, a person has to know when to rebuke, understanding that under certain circumstances, we don't rebuke because the hochacha is not going to go anywhere. Meaning, the truth is, so we often learn these types of lessons through parenting as well, in terms of at what point in time to say something, not say something, when will it be heard, when won't it be heard. But lemaisa, it applies to our relationships with all of Klal Yisrael. But nevertheless, and at least in a vacuum, the Shari Tshuva is writing that if I don't go ahead and have enough care and love and concern for my fellow, that when I see him doing something wrong, I step up and I say something, ye anesh al chata'ov, I am held responsible ultimately for his sins. A dramatic statement. V'davar alav ha-shalom amar b'mizmar ha-tshuva, alam da poshim d'rachecha, v'tachatoim eilecha yashuvu. And David HaMelech says in Tehillim, alam da poshim d'rachecha, ribono shel olam, I have taught the sinners your ways. In other words, David HaMelech is saying, I took responsibility for bringing people back to the ribono shel olam. Paragraph Nun Aleph. Hine hishlamnu beyor ikoret shavar. Bosei mazal tov. Says Rabbi Yona, we have now officially completed the fundamentals of tshuva. Now, we're not finished with the sefer, but we have finished at least the first chilek of the 20 pillars of tshuva. Va'ata sim al levavcha lehisboni b'dvar ha'akvah shos. Rabbi, so remember again, so over the last number of weeks, so we have gone ahead and we focused on the different steps necessary for tshuva, the different foundational pillars. Now says Rabbi Yona, as we close out this first shar, this first gate of Shari Tshuva, so we're going to spend a little bit of time focusing on the things that prevent people from doing tshuva. Now both say, so you say to yourself, I know it prevents people from doing tshuva, it's called chet, right? Keeping on sinning. We're going to see, he's talking about little flaws, or what we call little flaws, that are truly fundamental within one's religious persona, that if one continues to do them, it is impossible for one to get proper positive traction. Little things that people often write off as insignificant, don't worry about it, are major, major things that prevent us from moving forward. So he says, Rotzalomar, Kimisha Porikulo Benikshal Achmenta, Mitchuvasakasha, that someone who is constantly enmeshed and immersed in these negative actions will find it difficult to do tshuva. Kikashalta be'achamehem tamid, because sometimes I do certain of these sins constantly. Chazak v'yamatz lishpoch siach v'harbe tefila v'sachnun. Ve'ezor chayu l'kayim istivre ikari ha-tshuva. V'tosif lekach bahem min adrochem asha yizbaru b'sharavi V'timtza chanina v'tinasi l'rachem. So we'll say, now we're going to get into, says Rabbi Yonah, we're going to get into the 24 things. The 24, we'll call them smaller transgressions, smaller averos, but nevertheless, the things that prevent a person from doing tshuva. I will say, you know, the Rambam discusses this also. We're going to pick this up on Monday, but the Rambam discusses this idea also, namely that there are certain things that because people regard them as quote-unquote little or insignificant, I don't really pay attention to correcting them or addressing them. And because of that, I don't really get any real positive forward traction. And as a result, again, I'm kind of immersed and embedded in a spiritual framework of mediocrity. I'll just give you, I'll wet your appetite because you're twisting my arm. You know, so I'll just show you like the first part, just so you get an idea of what we're talking about. Look at paragraph Nun Beis. Ask you Lukhame Ashar Dibu Rabbasinu. Rabbasinu Bazeh. Va'am Rabbasinu Zichron Levracha. Esrim Va'arba'a Dvarim Ma'akum Esachuvah. But say there are 24 things that prevent people from doing tshuva. So the Elohim. But I'll just tell you the first two. Rechilus, Lashon Hara. Rechilus, Lashon Hara. So, you know, even before the Chafetz Chaim Heritage Foundation, everybody agreed that you can't speak Lashon Hara. Right? So the idea is, why is Rechilus, Lashon Hara? Now, without getting into the technical details about this in Rechilus, so very quickly. So Rechilus means I'm the kind of person that likes to share information about other people with other people. Now, it might not be anything slanderous, and it might not be anything necessarily negative, but we all know that when you spend your time speaking about other people to other people, at some point in time it's going to go south. It's not going to be good. Lashon Hara, mamish, is an overt negative speech about someone else. So we'll say, why are these things? Just, again, we'll stop here, but you begin to get a flavor. When a person speaks Lashon Hara, we'll say, so what are they doing? What are they doing? A person is hyper-focused on the shortcomings and faults of the other. Well, guess what? If I'm hyper-focused on your shortcomings and faults, you know what I'm not doing? I'm not focusing on my shortcomings and faults. And if I'm not focusing on my shortcomings and faults, then you know what? I am not moving my life anywhere. And so we'll stop over here for today, but on Monday, Meretz Hashem will go through the rest of this list and we'll begin to see that these are quote-unquote relatively minor infractions. But the difference is they divert my attention from the most necessary task of life, which is the task of self-advancement. All right, we'll stop over here for today. Meretz Hashem will pick up on Monday.